Now we have Internet 2. That was once called NREN for the National Research and Education Network, also NII, NGII, and the Information Superhighway. It is cyberspace. It is our cyberspace now, at least. It was supposed to provide us high bandwidth, help supercomputing users access and share each other's data, and allow visualization of results. So the serendipity is we got the World Wide Web and HTML from CERN. That's an interesting story, too. Gopher and Mosaic from the University of Illinois followed. Mosaic, as the multimedia carrier, has been the match to ignite the network liftoff. The graphics allow us to do billboards and catalogs, to have the bit warehouses for text to simple images, and a new one, real audio. With audio, you can make free phone calls at incredibly poor quality levels, but it gives us a glimpse of how this network can replace the world's telephone networks once the quality is there. The M-Bone gives a very cloudy picture of how video broadcasting can also be done. Finally, we have other data types like Cornell's See You, See Me, and how they're going to know now that you're not a dog when you're on the internet.